Let's take a step back and reevaluate where we stand, saying we aiming for peace while we have fire in our hands. Different countries, each with their own stance. They say they want security, so they take away our land.
So it's time to understand that the Zionist regime and the US are friends. They strive on having everything according to them. That's the reason why immorality is becoming a trend. What happened in France was indeed a tragedy. But where were your profile filters when they attacked the Middle East?
A remedy for hatred is within minds uncultivated, because stubborn hearts are too stuck to be debated. Stuck with ideologies which promise ease, but rip you of spirituality and peace.
The media uses hate and racism, which they propagate. They blame Islam for ISIS, yet they say they don't discriminate. But when a non-Muslim spreads terror, to speak out, they hesitate.
How can we trust this ideology, which is hypocritical in its views? They advocate ignorance in society and lock up the truth, presenting matters that don't matter, and what matters is excused.
They bruise the lives of individuals and leave them with no food. Kids are dying from hunger, but we're dying for the latest shoes. And these issues are ignored and if spoken of our crew.
So don't call yourself free men, but call yourself puppets. You calling them victims, but their faith is the toughest. No, they're not victims. Take back your goodbyes. In death they find the life which can never die. Their cries will echo through the canals of your ears. These cries are the reason we remember them each year.
Because every tear shed by the oppressed never disappears. It leaves a mark on the oppressor with an irascible fear. So tell me, how is it that you call your people chosen or divine, when 75 years saw blood under your name in Palestine? No real Jews would ever do this. They know occupation is a crime. So I ask the Zionists, tell me, why has it taken you so much time?
Would you have your kids woken up to the sound of missiles and tanks? If not, then what gives you the right to steal away their lands? Oh Palestine, any government that supports humanity is responsible for you. Those misusing power, where are you now when it comes to standing with the truth? I've had it with your double standards and many faces. You wanna die for a country, but are living for the wages.
So let's strive for a real cause
and stand up to biased laws.
The Western regimes have proved
that their policies are flawed.
They say they fight against ISIS,
but they're the reason for their cause.
So it's time to expose the system's lies.
Not through violence, but with ease.
And the real resistance
requires intellectual peace.
So let's take a step back
and look at where we stand.
Fight fire with water,
without fire
in our hands.